The Music City Beef Connection. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It was over 9,000. There's more people showing up today. So we are setting records. We have people from even other countries. They want to come, and other associations come and want to come to our trade show because they can get that information.
And a lot of information shared recently during the record-setting 120th Annual Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show held at Opryland Hotel in Nashville. New National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Craig Uden of Nebraska says this is the beef industry's largest gathering of the year to network, set policy, and get engaged on the issues.
I mean, I've never seen so much engagement. We've had a lot of educational, and that's what it's about, getting educated and seeing other producers and what they're doing, having that connection with those other folks and seeing what's happening across the country. But we've had a lot of people that have been both on the checkoff, the policy and production sides. And this trade show has been immense out here. And, you know, times haven't always been that good, but people are finding a way to plug in back to the industry and make their operations better. And this is the greatest place we can have that because you bring all aspects of beef production to this convention.
And Craig Uden is a cow-calf producer and part owner of a commercial cattle feeding operation in central Nebraska, and he says cattlemen remain optimistic under the Trump administration with the hopes of fewer regulations, but there is concern over trade.
We have to be very, very concerned and cautious as we move and start having these trade talks and renegotiations with our three largest trading partners. That would be Canada, Mexico, and Japan. And exports are critically important because we export a lot of product that we don't naturally consume in the U.S. at a way higher value than if we just turned it into trimming. So that adds value as well. So we must have trade. We're going to stay engaged with this administration on that as well.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.